PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words diminish and declare. Just another lazy day at the Big Left Loft with supervillain Big Left Hand Guy.
Perfect.
Hello. Ah, come on. Ever hear a knocking?
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Here I am.
Invisible.
Hello. Check it out, Big Left. I got a letter from the Villain Society for Invisible. That's me!
Yeah, I know who you are. We're partners, remember?
And best friends forever. And I want to open it with my best friend, Big Left Hand Guy. That's you!
Right. Hey, how come you got a letter and I didn't?
Oh. Awkward. Bye-bye!
Wait, I haven't gone through today's mail. Bill?
Invisible!
Bill?
Invisible!
Bill?
Invisible! Yay! I love my name!
Hold on! Here it is! An official letter from the Villain Society!
Yay! Read it, Big Left!
Yeah, sure. It has come to our attention that you have not committed...
Here,
not
let me read it. You're not good at reading. It has come to our attention that you have not committed any successful crimes. You have tried many times and failed. Because of this, the Villain Society hereby declares that you are no longer a supervillain. Starting tomorrow, you will be known as a plain old mischief maker. Oh.
Oh, this is terrible. I don't want my villain status diminished. I like being known as a supervillain.
Me too, it's the best.
Look, we need to pull off a big heist. A crime that'll save our reputations once and for all. I got it. Think, what's the most valuable thing in life?
Friendship?
No! Jewelry!
Oh, yeah, jewelry! We're gonna rob the jewelry store! Yay! High five, Big Left! Ouchie!
Meanwhile, at her secret spaceship hideout, Word Girl already has her hands full with the toughest battle she's ever fought.
Oh, no! I'm completely trapped! Who can possibly save me?
I can, pretty princess.
We should go stop those guys! Word up!
Oh, great. Another serious customer. Hello.
Hello, sir. I am a businessman. Looking for your most valuable and expensive item so that I can pay money to buy it and not steal it.
Yes, well, in case you didn't notice, I'm extremely busy at the moment. If you'd like something shiny to ooh and ah at, our most expensive item is the 10-carat diamond behind me to the left. I certainly don't want to diminish your hopes of purchasing the item, but it costs a great deal of money. Do you have a great deal of money?
No. No, I guess not.
Really? That's so surprising.
Okay. I guess I will be going now.
Yay! We did it!
What are you doing?
Hey, how did
I'm invisible! Invisible! Yeah! We're supervillains!
We're gonna be caught villains and plain old mischief makers if we don't get out of here. Let's go!
No, not the 10-carat diamond. Stop! Thieves!
Stop right there, big left-hand guy, and what's his name again?
Invisible! That's me! Yay!
Right. Well, hand over the diamond. You're both coming with me.
Uh-oh. Bye-bye.
That's it!
Hey, wait! Man, that guy can really hail a cab.
We almost had it, Invisible. I mean, if you hadn't reappeared...
Invisible doesn't think now is the time to play the blame game.
We gotta commit a successful crime! Don't worry. I have a real great plan this time.
Invisible and BLHG are gonna be supervillains after all! Yay!
Back at her secret spaceship hideout, Word Girl is having a little trouble getting back in the swing of things.
I know, Huggy. Sorry. I'm just so mad that Big Left Hand Guy and Invisible got away. It's really diminishing my concentration skills. Just wish I had the chance to catch those guys again.
Okay, Invisible. Here we go again. We rob the jewelry store. Again.
Yes!
Oh, hello, people I don't really want to talk to at all. How can I help you?
Yes, we're here to pick up a bunch of expensive items to take to the jewelry headquarters place. These mustaches are real, I assure you.
Congratulations. Unfortunately, there must be a mistake. I didn't call for you, and I certainly do not want to diminish the number of items in my store.
Right. So we're gonna need one giant watch for a guy with a huge left wrist, a pair of expensive earrings for that guy's mother.
And anything that would look good with the color invisible. For Invisible, that's me, yay!
he means for the warehouse.
Oh, no. It's you, the invisible person. You can't put one past me. You're those thieves from earlier.
Yeah, so do you want to put up a fight or just give us the jewels?
The second option, please.
We did it! We're supervillains!
Hang on. I want to make sure the coast is clear and there's no sign of...
Word Girl!
Uh-oh. Invisible, run!
Uh-oh. Bye-bye.
Hey, where'd he go? Let's get Big Left Hand Guy.
Taxi!
Are those scoundrels gone? Well, you've recovered the jewels, so your rescue wasn't a complete disaster. But your talents do seem to be diminishing, Word Girl.
Hey, they are not.
Well, it was a good run you had.
It's just no good.
We have no jewels and we're about to lose our supervillain status.
And on top of that, I'm almost out of cab money. We need a new plan. Something so brilliant even we can't mess it up.
Hey, I got it. Invisible has a plan. A great plan.
Well, tell me the plan.
We go in there, steal the first thing we see, and run away.
I love it.
High five.
No thanks, Huggy. I can't enjoy playing when I'm this irked. I'm officially declaring this the most frustrating day ever.
Did you say declaring? What does declare mean?
Oh, good question, Penelope Pony. Declare means to officially announce something. I'm declaring that this day has been really tough. I mean, mean, it's bad enough I let those guys get away once, but twice? And can you believe how many taxis there are in this city? It's ridiculous! That's a brilliant idea, Count Cloudy! Now all we have to do is hope Invisibil and Big Left Hand Guy are foolish enough to try and...
Okay, time to rob the jewelry store again! Hooray! Yay!
Yeah! Invisibil!
Oh, man! You guys got away!
We did? I mean, we did! Taxer! Man, I can't believe Word Girl didn't give us more of a chase. But who cares? We pulled off a successful crime. Her superpowers have really diminished.
Yeah! Wait, I don't know what that means.
What? Diminish? It means get smaller or lower. Our villain status was gonna be diminished. But now that we pulled off this crime, there's no way it will be.
Yeah, we'll be super duper villains.
Hey, driver, just make a big left up here. I said big left, not big right. Oh no, quick, Invisibil, out of the cab.
Oh, hey guys, hold on tight. Next stop, prison. And don't forget to tip your driver. That's me.
Well, I guess their villain status will be diminished after all. Maybe next time they should stop declaring what their crime is going to be right before committing it. Join us next time for another exciting, incredible episode of
Word Girl.
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is... dangle. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead, Tommy.
Dangle means to hang loosely and sway back and forth.
That's correct.
In that last clip, Word Girl zoomed in, tied up Dr. Two Brains, and left him dangling from the ceiling.
She sure did. Okay, Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show Tommy what he's won. An official Word Girl super-sized dictionary.
Like I need that. I'm a walking dictionary. Allow me to demonstrate. Strenuous, requiring great energy or effort. Bewilder, to puzzle or confuse. Perspire, to...
Boy, you sure do know a lot of words, so I'm sure you also know what farewell means.
But I didn't finish.
No, you didn't. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Today's featured words are release and rowdy. This morning at the Botsfords, Mrs. Botsford is showing Becky and Bob photos of Mr. Botsford's favorite time of the year, camping week.
Oh, look, here's your father with TJ and Bampi relaxing at the lake. Oh, I'm glad they're having fun. It's a really good way for them to release some stress.
Release means to go or set free. For example, I would never release my unicorn collection. Ever.
Anyway, while the boys are away, we'll have some quiet quality time alone just to relax. Hello! Is there a problem?
No, D.A. Botsford. I'm just here to drop off a prisoner. Chuck's cell is being painted today.
My choice of colors. Mustard yellow and ketchup red. Delicious.
Anyway, he needs a place to stay before he's released.
But why are you bringing him here?
Well, you're next in line to watch him. As the DA, that is.
What about the warden?
Vacation.
The police commissioner?
Yeah, extended vacation, followed by dental work.
And the mayor?
Dental work, followed by an extended vacation and a very, very long lunch.
Actually, you know, Bob, it may not be so bad that Chuck will be staying with us. I know, he's a villain and all, but with him here, he won't be able to get into any trouble.
Oh, nice abode. Cool carpet, sweet smell. I could get used to this.
Chuck, you are our guest, but you are also our prisoner. So please remember the rules. Don't try to escape, and please don't act rowdy.
Rowdy? Well, what does that mean?
I'll explain. A rowdy means misbehaving loudly and disorderly. For example, Bob gets rowdy when he watches celebrity skee-ball, yelling at the television and jumping around a lot.
Yeah, I got you. You know, around this time, we usually have a prison brunch.
Becky, would you see what Chuck would like to eat?
Yeah, I guess.
Let me see. You know, I'll have an extra large sandwich on rice, salami, ham, pepperoni, bologna cheese. You may want to write this down. Pickles, lettuce, more pickles, onions. You know, Mrs. Botsford, these
hammocks... Oh, it's Botsford. Mrs. Botsford, Chuck.
Oh, okay. These sandwiches aren't half bad. Thank you, Mrs. Botsford.
Oh, what a sweetheart. If there's anything you need, just ask Becky or Bob. I'll be in the other room doing your laundry.
Okay, remember, those are hand wash only.
Oh, you got it.
Mom, why are you being so nice to him? He's a villain.
Yes, but he's also our guest.
You know, Mom, I really like how you take the time to put mustard on the top slice of the bread and mayo on the bottom slice.
Oh, love is in the details. Mom.
Hey, she's not your mom.
Becky, Chuck is just giving me a nice compliment. Thank you, Chuck.
Now I require some chocolate milk. When you add the chocolate, can you stir it clockwise?
What difference does that make?
How about the remote to the TV here, hey?
You mean the one that's only 3 feet away?
Can't reach it. See? Placed in my right hand.
Anything else?
You could dim the lights. More. More. Less. More. No. Less. More. That's perfect.
Becky, can you help me a moment?
You got it, Mom.
I can't tell if this stain is barbecue sauce or ketchup.
It's ketchup.
Why, thank you, Chuck. Never mind, Becky.
Mom's the best mom.
This is a special news bulletin. Professor Two Brains has released his henchmen on the Cheddar Reserve downtown.
If you'll excuse me, I've gotta go, do something else. Word up!
Becky, hurry! You gotta see this!
See what?
You missed Word Girl in action.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Okay, well, as long as you're here... Can you turn the AC to 68.8?
This is a special news bulletin. Big Left Hand Guy has robbed the jewelry store and is getting away in a taxi cab.
Now what?
It's tea time, if that's not too much trouble.
What trouble? You are the guest. Hopefully for not much longer.
This just in. Mr. Big has mind-controlled me into giving him my entire life savings. And making this announcement. Well, it looks like it'll be another busy day for Word Girl. Stick around. Sports and weather are up next.
Well, I don't know how much more of this rowdy stuff I can take.
Thank you.
When you get the chance, can you dry out my extra pair of socks? They're in the bathroom sink.
You put your socks in the sink?
Word girl, well, what are you doing here?
Just trying to keep the city safe.
Becky, you won't believe who's here. Where's Becky?
Probably in the bathroom. I'll get her. You rang?
Word girl's here. Wait, where'd she go?
I think she's in the bathroom. I'll get her. You wanted to see me?
Yeah, but now where's Becky? What's going on?
She's right here. Yeah, here I am.
Oh, there you are. Do you two know each other?
Yeah, you could almost say we're inseparable. Right, Becky? Right, Word Girl? Well, it was nice seeing you, but I gotta go. Bye, Becky! Bye, Word Girl!
Bye!
Well, your suits are spick and span. It's almost time for your release.
Huh? Well, then what am I gonna do?
Your time in jail will be up, Chuck. You'll be free to go.
Free to go? Wait, what if I want to stay? No, I think I owe the prison a few more days or weeks before my release.
No, at 4 o'clock, you'll have served your time. You've been a great guest and a wonderful prisoner.
I beg to differ.
Word up!
Yes,
word
it's 4 o'clock! Okay, you're free to go, Chuck. It was nice having you over. You weren't the least bit rowdy. Great job! Get out!
I really want to stay. Isn't there anything I could do?
Oh, no. It wouldn't be fair to all the other villains who have committed crimes.
What do I have to do to stay here some more? I know. I just gotta act rowdy, commit crimes, and keep getting caught after I'm released.
Bob, we gotta do whatever it takes to stop Chuck from committing any crime and getting arrested. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Do not feed the squirrels.
Yeah!
That should be an easy law to break. I can't believe how difficult it is to commit a crime.
You're under arrest for littering.
Yes! Take me away, officer. Next stop, the Botsford House. I wonder what we're having for dinner.
Bad news, Chuck. How long do you think it takes to paint a single jail cell? You're going back to prison.
What? No! I'm supposed to be at the Botsford House!
Hey, wait till you see how nice it turned out. With Chuck back in prison, waiting to be released so he can return to his rowdy ways, we conclude another relaxing weekend at Shea Botsford, where things look like they're back to normal. That is, until our next exciting episode of Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word dangle. Ready to play the bonus round?
Of course.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for dangle.
Dangle.
Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
It's definitely number one. In that picture, Huggy is dangling from a tree.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl gargantuan calculator.
Like I need that.
Let me guess, you're a walking calculator.
352 divided by 8 is...
Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like the word banana. Number one, because it sounds kind of funny. Number two, because it feels a little weird. And number three, when you're in a spelling bee, you could go on forever and ever going B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. I just like bananas because I say them. Banana-rama-rama-ding-dong. I go all over school saying banana. And my mother says I gone bananas.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what attentive means. That's right. Attentive means to be aware of what is happening around you. Congratulations, Huggy! Attentive. Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!